Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship, and it's me, your host, Deepak Shukla, and today I want to talk about the importance of diversification. I just thought I'd sing that. I've just been talking actually very quickly to Raghav Haran of Land Any Job That You Want. Go and check him out, landanyjobthatyouwant.com. I've got him on a forthcoming podcast. I've actually got 10 that I've already recorded, and they're going to be going out. I'm just sorting out schedule release dates. There's going to be lots of exciting people for you to listen into. And the thing that I actually spoke to him about, and this relates to, in business, and also it relates to life as well as entrepreneurship, about the importance of diversification. So what do I mean by that practically? If you place all of your eggs in one basket and then suddenly that basket gets taken away, all your eggs are going to basically break, meaning that you get fucked in the arse. How does that work practically? Well, the reason I started this podcast that, I hope is going to go on and be a great, great thing for you all. I'm certainly enjoying making these podcasts on a daily basis, is that I was placing all of my eggs into the basket that was called, or what is called, Quora. Now, I did then suddenly get banned by Quora for no clear reason on my behalf, and at some point I should put together a blog post upon it. What that meant was basically my source of traffic, which was getting me up to 2 million views per week. Yep, 2 million views per week I was doing for a couple of weeks. I got to 15.5 million within 4 months of starting. It simply meant that my lead generation basically almost disappeared overnight, and that's what's of course led me on to creating podcasts. And why am I focused upon this, and why have I diversified? Well, of course, I was forced to. And what I was just quickly discussing with Raghav is that seeing me get kind of mauled by Quora has inspired him to also diversify, as a main source of traffic for him is Medium. So how does this relate to, let's discuss all of the three quadrants. How does this relate to your actual business in terms of entrepreneurship? So whether you're, for example, in your career and you're thinking, well, how does diversification relate to my job as a software development engineer at Google? Well, if you're really strong in one language and you rely upon that as, you know, your main form of kind of unique selling point, then not having another language may well screw you over later if there suddenly becomes a kind of operational or business related shift away from that language within the world of coding, or indeed within the world of Google. So have more than one language. Furthermore, if you don't diversify in terms of being sociable, being likable, then that may well also screw you over in the instance that, you know, the language changes or the paradigm shifts and nobody really likes you. So it's well worth working on some of your kind of socio-cultural aspects. So that is the world of actual careers. That's some examples of how it could work. Another example of it is like the power of learning Excel in the case of your job gets kind of taken out from under you, but you've got one really good skill, for example, that means you are always employable. So that's the world of kind of careers. Now let's move to entrepreneurship. It's exactly what I was discussing. I'm here communicating with you because, ironically, you know, I got banned by Quora, but, you know, that might be a blessing in, it has been a blessing in disguise for me, because now I'm communicating this with you. So if there's one thing you're focusing upon, then by all means, of course, double down upon that, because that can provide a huge source of lead generation, sales, conversions, whatever your metric might be. But also have something else, have a backup. You know, and ultimately, me being on Quora, as well as me being also, for example, on iTunes, makes me a tenant fundamentally in somebody else's house. And there may well be a time that I get my rug pulled out from under me. Now, the way for me to combat that is, well, the fact is I still have my answers live on Quora, and I still do get a little bit of traffic on a daily basis in terms of signups from their website. The second thing is that I've, of course, also releasing these podcasts, and, you know, whether I get to 50, 500, 5,000 or whatever it may be, they will for the time being, and hopefully for a long time moving forward, be live on iTunes, as well as SoundCloud, as well as Stitcher, as well as TuneIn. So that'll be my second point of diversifying what I have to give. And then I may well move on to other areas, such as my own blog, because that will be the I will be the landlord of my own blog, meaning that I can't be taken away from my own blog. So think about how that relates to your business. Diversify the hell out of whatever it is that you're doing. Now, let's talk about two of the more interesting ones, which is love. So what do I mean by diversification in terms of love? So, simple things. If your girlfriend really likes massages, it doesn't mean that you should just become the master of massages and rely upon that as being the key to contentment and happiness within your relationship, because as much as it might obviously add massive value, it probably also pays to learn to cook. Learn to cook as well as learn to give great massages. So you diversify your skill set in order to add value to the relationship that you're in, and moving forward, if that relationship was to ever break down, irrevocably so, you could take the skill of massage as well as the skill of cooking forward with you, and they would be replicable assets and skills that you could use to the benefit of your future relationships. So don't just rely upon one thing. And the time investment, in the same way that I'm doing these podcasts, I can't accurately predict how well these podcasts will do over a course of time. It's very, very early days. I can say that it certainly will help, and I'm learning, and my audience are going to derive value from it, much in the same way that in a relationship, if you learn to massage as well as learn to cook and you take lessons for it, the time cost for me to create this podcast as well as the time cost for you to learn to cook and massage relative to the investment that you get is minuscule. It's simply put worth the time. So that's what I mean in the world of love. I'm quite impressed with myself. I managed to find some really pertinent reasons for how this applies to the world of love. The final thing to say is, how does it apply to your life? Well, I always think that in areas of purpose and areas of direction, it kind of relates to all of the things we just discussed. So diversify in terms of your personal life. Diversify in terms of your personal goals. You might have goals in the fitness quadrant as well as the life direction quadrant, as well as the love quadrant, as well as the money quadrant. So work on all of these things to make you a really rounded and fulfilled individual. Because, you know, underneath all of this kind of advice, strategies and tactics, the biggest thing is be happy. Be happy with what you're doing and be prepared, because, you know, opportunity, or luck rather, is when opportunity meets preparation. And by being prepared, whether Quora or iTunes, I don't believe that would happen. It'd be a shame if it did. But if anyone pulls the rug out from under you, you can be prepared and remain nimble on your toes, such that you can keep smooth and plain sailing throughout the stormy waters. So diversify your life, your interests and your activities to make sure that you're ready for anything. And keep up with me at deepakshukla.com, www.deepakshukla.com.